It is with much joy and excitement that we welcome you to our 10th annual Thanksgiving celebration. I especially want to thank Melanie Newman, who has been so sweet to come and play our piano for us. And I want to thank Robbie Robertson, who made our canoe. And I want to thank Sheila Pickle, who gave us a teepee. These are very important things. I also want to thank my coworkers, whom I love dearly. I'm so thankful. I cannot tell you how thankful I am for my coworkers who have worked hard, and especially our students. They have done an exceptionally good job. Every year, when we practice, before we practice, we always pray, and we ask God to use our practice to work on our hearts. And we ask God to allow us the privilege of glorifying His name. And He is so faithful. He is so good in answering our prayers. Allow your mind to jump a few years ahead. Can you just imagine what God is going to be doing with your children, with your grandchildren? Can you imagine what great things He's going to do in this world to further His kingdom because of what He's done in their hearts and in their lives? It's very, very exciting, not only in your children's lives, but in your lives too. You know, God worked in the pilgrims' hearts. The Holy Spirit was hard at work. They made a lot of sacrifices that were not easy. And a lot of times, you know, we go through really, really hard times. We suffer and we think, what's going on, Lord? But you know, we don't have to understand it. What we have to know is we have to trust God and know that He has a perfect plan. And He has a plan for each of your children's lives, each of your grandchildren's lives. And He has a plan for you. So we want you to be thinking as you watch this program, what is it that God wants me to do? How is God going to use me? What's He going to do with my life? Is He going to allow me the privilege of glorifying Him as these children are going to today? To God be the glory. Let the program begin.
Every class at PDS has chosen to help those less fortunate. This is called a first fruits. The 7th and 8th grades have chosen to help a disabled child. Children disabled by birth defects or disfigured by injuries face a bleak future in the third world. Some children are even considered to be cursed. Samaritan's Purse has helped transform the life of many suffering children through reconstructive surgery, therapy, medical devices, or special education. Children and their families experience the love of Jesus Christ and also hear the gospel, enabling those who are crippled to walk in the newness of life.
The 5th and 6th grade are collecting money for clothing for children in need. In communities racked by poverty or disaster, threadbare clothes are usually passed down from child to child. Shoes are a luxury few can afford. Our dollars can supply a winter coat or much-needed shoes. As caring Christians, we make clear by our contribution our concern for those who are not as fortunate as we are.
The 4th grade class chose to rescue a child from bondage and abuse. Millions of boys and girls live in virtual slavery as child soldiers, sweatshop workers, or worse. We raised $62.69 for this cause.
When disaster strikes, emergency supplies must arrive in the first few days to prevent a second wave of suffering and death. Families who have lost everything need clean water, soap, blankets, lanterns, utensils, toothpicks, meals.
In crisis situations, Samaritan's Purse answers these cries for help by distributing thousands of family survival kits. This also provides an opportunity to share the gospel around the world. The third grade has collected $136 to help provide some of these family survival kits.
The second grade class has chosen as its first fruits project to provide a cuddly little lamb in the place Jesus Loves Me. These will be given to seriously ill or grieving children that might not respond to anything else. As they listen to this melody, the hurting children will be reminded that the Good Shepherd is watching over them.
The first grade class has collected money to purchase Bible lessons for children around the world so they will know that Jesus loves them. Our class has collected $100.
The kindergarten class bought gospel storybooks for the children. These storybooks tell the story of Jesus in over 70 languages. We collected $50. We want to help spread the gospel.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln.
It is the duty of nations, as well as of men, to owe their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history that those nations are blessed whose God is the Lord. We know that by His divine law, nations like individuals are subject to punishments and chastisements in this world. May we not justify fear at the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins, to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It has seemed to me fit and proper that God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged, as with one heart and one voice, by the whole American people. I do, therefore, invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and those who are also at sea, and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to sit apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving to our benevolent Father who dwelleth in the heavens.
Psalm 7:17-19. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise in the name of the Lord Most High.
O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set the glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemy, that thou mightest still the enemy and thy avenger.
When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?
For thou hast made thee a ruler and the angels, and thou hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and hast set all things under his feet.
All sheep and oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
I will praise thee, Lord, with all my heart. I will show forth in all thy marvelous work. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise in thy name, O thou most high.
So K is for time, you shall stay. S is for showing the teacher.
What was the Pilgrim's favorite music?
Plymouth Rock.
What did a turkey say before it was roasted?
Boy, I'm stuffed.
How did the Mayflower shine the light to America?
From the shore.
If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
Pilgrims.
Why did the pilgrims want to sail to America in the spring?
Because April showers bring May flowers.
Thank you.
wasn't that the best Thanksgiving meal we ever had?
Yeah, I'm so full I think I can sleep for a week.
Yeah, me too. Good night, everybody.
Pick the corn and pick the leaves, pick the squash.
All this eating, talking, and singing is making me sleepy. Why don't we go back to sleep?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Let's try to go to sleep.
Good night, everybody.
Sydney in third grade will present the skit, Thanksgiving for Silas.
As our skit begins, we find a group of kids attending an annual community Thanksgiving dinner. None of them want to be there.
They try to imagine what it was like to have been a part of the first community Thanksgiving meal in their town.
The discovery of a journal tells them a story of a boy named Silas who helps everyone have an attitude of gratitude.
Another Thanksgiving dinner at the old community hall.
Homemade pie, turkey.
I'd rather go to McDonald's.
Me too.
Did you bring the Game Boy?
No, my mom made me leave it at home.
Me too.
And those lame Thanksgiving games they make us play?
They drive me crazy.
Me too.
I wonder how that thing even got started.
Me too.
Is that all you can say?
I've been wondering the same thing.
Me too.
Hey, you guys, look what I found.
What is it?
Let me see that.
Man, that looks old.
It's some kind of book.
Can I see it?
Me too. It's some kind of journal or something.
Here, let me read it.
Hey, I found it. I'll read it.
Aww.
November 27, 1887.
Whoa, that's a long time ago.
I will never forget the first ever Thanksgiving dinner here at Perry Gulch. Folks just started moving here last spring, and there's only 4 families in town, but I suspect more will be coming along soon enough.
I feel like I could eat a horse.
Me too.
Doing all those chores before going down sure looks up an appetite.
What's your pa got you doing, Silas?
Oh, the usual. Milk and Bessie feed the horses and clean the barn. How about you, John?
Me too.
If those mouths get this junk, we'd have folks coming from all over the country just for smelling nice.
How about we go and find Silas for dinner?
Sounds good to me.
Me too.
Is that all you can say?
Our noses fairly danced over smells of hot pumpkin pie, roast turkey, gravy, and such. I couldn't remember looking forward to a meal like I did that one, but it would have to wait. Oh, yeah. It seemed the floorboard hadn't been nailed in right. My boot landed in the wrong spot, and I fell to the floor like a sack of spuds.
What are spuds?
That's the stuff that bubbles up when you wash
the dishes.
Those are duds.
So what are spuds?
Potatoes.
Oh!
I scratched my back up pretty good going through that dry timber, but that one's the worst of it. And seeing that instead of filling an abandoned well, they built the community hall over it.
That's what he fell into?
Let's see. That's what I fell into. I found it hard to breathe for a while. It wasn't long before a bunch of town folks were peeking down at me. I'm glad they couldn't see me, though. I searched and my face was pretty red. Next thing I knew, they was busting out a hole a bit bigger with their hatchet, and I was lifted up, and the people cheered. I was fed twice as much as any boy my age and got as much pumpkin pie as I could eat. I'm as thankful as can be that I have such good friends and neighbors here at Prairie Gulch. Folks, I hope they always keep this Thanksgiving dinner. Folks need to know their neighbors. Folks need to know their other style stone wound in a time of need. I know that's something I'll never forget.
I sure hope that never happens to any of you.
Me too.
If you aren't the most agreeable fellow I ever met, it's a good thing to know I have such good friends.
What you gonna do now, Silas?
I better write what happened today on some paper or else I'll probably forget. I guess I learned today that you should be thankful for more than just a meal at Thanksgiving. I also learned that one day just ain't enough time to spend being grateful.
I got family and friends and a home in the greatest country on earth. And best of all, Jesus loves me and I love him too.
Me too!
Thank you.
began long before the Pilgrims and Indians sat down to dinner at Plymouth Colony. The year is 1615. We are witnessing a slave auction. Indians cruelly seized from the coast of New England are being sold in Spain as slaves.
Senor, what am I bid for these fine savages, recently captured from the wild lands of America? 20 reales, 10 reales. Who will make the first bid? This is the sea captain that brought them from the New World.
Indians have strong backs. They work hard in the fields. One of them, the Squanto, can even speak English. These slaves are worth a great deal of money.
I'll give you 5 reales, 10 reales,
20 reales.
Why do you bring such evil on the poor heathen savages? Don't you care for their immortal souls? Here are 8 reales for each Indian. They say the good brave. You're free now. We'll take care of you. Together, we'll serve Jesus at the monastery.
That evil captain took us from our homes and families. Why are you so kind?
We try to be like our master, Jesus. He is the Son of God.
I want to be like this Jesus who makes you so kind.
He died for all of our sins because he loved us. Now, when we die, we can have everlasting life and go to heaven when we die.
Tell me more about this Jesus and his heaven. I want to know more about him.
Became a Christian with the help of the kind friars in Spain. After a while, he made his way to England. Here, he was hired as a scout and guide for a New World expedition headed by Captain Thomas Dermer, a kind and compassionate man. 4 years had passed since he had been kidnapped. After reaching America, Squanto is eager to return to his village, his family, and his friends. The gracious captain anchors the ship offshore Squanto's village and rows in the longboat with the Indian, landing on the beach.
Here comes an Indian along the beach. Maybe he can help us.
How, Squanto, welcome back. Come here, I have bad news for your ears.
What word have you, O Samoset? Where are my people?
2 years ago, a white man's disease came to many of our villages. Braves, squaws, little children died, all in the tribe are dead. I'm sorry, my brother.
Did not even one escape? Where is my mother, my wife, my little daughter? They are all dead? Lord Jesus, what am I to do now? I have no tribe, no people. What purpose is there for my life now? Why should I go on living? Help me, dear God.
It is a blustering March day, 1621. 2 years have passed. The pilgrims who landed 4 months ago in the dead of winter have already lost nearly half their number to disease. 44 new graves have been dug in the cold New England ground. Despite their hardships, the pilgrims have begun to construct buildings and establish a colony. The new town of Plymouth is built on the very site of Squanto's deserted village of Pawtuxet.
Mr. Bradford, how shall we ever survive? Maybe we should return to England when the Mayflower sails next month.
The Lord will help us, Mr. Standish. God has not led us in a new world just to abandon our heritage. We must trust in God.
Indians, to arms! Protect the women and children!
Have no fear. I, Samoset, bring my friend Squanto. He lives in this place many moons and speaks white man tongue.
My name is Squanto. Welcome to Pawtuxet, the village of my father and his father before him.
I am Miles Standish, commander of the army of Plymouth County. This is Mr. Bradford. Do you come in peace?
Yes, in peace.
We also desire peace. How is it that you speak our mother tongue so well?
Twice I was captured and taken to England where I was taught English.
We are sorry for your misfortunes. We wish you no harm. Why have you come to us?
Many times I have served as a guide on trips to the New World. While I was away, my whole tribe perished in a great sickness. I alone am left. God has let me live for some reason, and now I know what it is. This town will be my village, but you will be my tribe, my people.
Surely God's providence is great.
Late spring, 1621. Squanto proved to be a tremendous aid to his strong Plymouth colony. His knowledge of hunting and fishing was invaluable. His skill at planting maize or Indian corn enabled the pilgrims to grow enough food to last until the next terrible winter.
Been used by my tribe for many years. The land is tired. Without fish, corn grows only very small. My mother taught me how to plant corn when I was your age.
You dug a hole. What's that?
Here, Mary, put these seeds in the hole. Now, Mary, put these fish in the hole.
Ew, dead fish are so slimy.
Ew, slimy. Guys are such sissies.
Here, Great Brave, you put the fish in the hole.
Whoa, maybe Sammy should do it.
Boys are such fraidy cats. I'll do it.
Mr. Squanto, can I go with you to explore in the woods?
Maybe when you're older. Sometimes it's dangerous. Last week, the men ran into a war party of Indian braves. If I hadn't called out in their language that we came in peace, they might have attacked us.
Mr. Squanto, are you ever lonely?
Yes, many times. My wife and daughter died of smallpox when I was very young. I've told you the story, haven't I?
Yes, you told us. You must really miss them. I miss my Uncle Edward and Aunt Anne, who died last winter in the general sickness.
I miss my mommy.
My dad died too. Sometimes I just feel like quitting.
I felt that way too. But God helped me. And now I know why I was spared. God helped me and caused me to learn English so I could help you. And today, you are my family, and now I'm not so lonely.
My mom says that if it weren't for you, none of us would have survived this next winter.
God really did have a plan for my life, didn't he?
Thanksgiving Day, November 1621. The Indian corn Squanto and the pilgrims planted early that spring prospered and grew tall. After the harvest, the Indians invited
the pilgrims to a celebration of thanksgiving to God. After the Chief Massasoit came inviting 90 hungry braves. Fortunately, the Indians killed 5 deer in order to help feed the large company. Governor Bradford preached against.
Pawtuxet Indian Squanto, or Tisquantum, was kidnapped in 1605 from the Maine coast and again in 1615 from his home on Cape Cod Bay.
He learned English under explorer and financier Sir Fernando Jorges and has been converted to Christianity under Spanish friars.
When he returned home in 1619, his village was completely deserted, victim to smallpox. The pilgrims landed in November 1620.
Squanto served then for a year and a half, performing invaluable service to the Plymouth Colony from March 1621 until his death in the Indian Fever in November 1622.
Squanto's last plea was for Governor Bradford to pray for him that he might go to Englishman God in heaven.
In his journal, William Blackwood called Squanto a special instrument of God, sent to God for the own good beyond their expectation.
Thank you.
me in prayer. O great God, you are the creator of all things. We thank you for your steadfast love and for your wonderful deeds for us. You are the judge of all the earth. You are righteous and true. And you are generous and merciful and compassionate. You open your hand to us and load us daily with your blessings. You cause the rain to fall, the sun to shine on the just and the unjust. And we thank you for these children, these young people who have declared your praises, who have reminded us of our blessings and heritage as Americans. And we thank you for their hard work and for the work of their teachers. And we pray that you would form and fashion their hearts to serve you in the days of their youth and through all their lives, that they would remember their Creator, that they would serve and give their lives for the Redeemer. For in losing our lives for His sake and for His gospel, we find them. We pray that as we enjoy great peace and abundance in our land, we would not be proud and we would not be unthankful. Rather, we would give thanks, that we would acknowledge you, that we would turn away from our sin and our selfishness and turn to Jesus Christ and find life in Him. For eternal life is to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you, O Lord, have sent. Bless us as we depart with every spiritual blessing in Christ. We ask it in His name. Amen. Let's express our appreciation for the teachers and the young folks.